is your home, but I mean, because you did, you were there for some time, but in the middle of all of that stuff, because I mean, we were in such a, and we had to be in a lockdown because everyone was still trying to figure out how bad this COVID was and how it was spreading, and everyone was taking measures around the world and up here in Canada. And then you went down to Austin and they just opened everything up. What was that feeling like?
Well, and they got the vaccinations before we did,
yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, it still felt strange, like, especially when I first got there. Things were still strange. People were still masked up. Things were just starting to kind of get back to where people started dancing again. So actually, it was euphoric. What is the word?
Well, euphoric.
It felt amazing, man. It, yeah. Euphoric, yeah. It was a really good time to land there. But, well, that's kind of what's going on around here now. I've seen a couple dance floors happening, and so, yeah.
Right.
It's just about 5 months behind or something, but that was just the case of the vaccinations coming out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're all starting to get double vaxxed up here in Canada, and, mm-hmm. and things are starting to open up again, which is really nice for, everyone's still being, taking the precautions, that sort of thing. So, but it's nice to see a little bit of life. There's a little bit of, like, you can get out, I always say, get out and stretch your legs a little bit, that sort of thing, and enjoy yourself. If you can go out to see a movie or a band or some artwork or dinner with friends or, like, whatever the case may be. And you have a show coming up December 3rd. It's the launch of the album Rebounder.
That's right, man. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I came back in September because things started opening up, and my brother has the brewery, of course, Clifford Brewing, and I've been wanting to get shows happening there again.
Yeah.
So, as booker, I put myself in every Friday.
Sure.
Put myself on the night slot.
Yeah, man.
And with my band that I got set up here. And so we've had like 2.5 months of playing Fridays. And then this December 3rd, yeah, it's going to be kind of a culmination of all those shows and all the people who've been coming out and building this thing. And we'll have the album release party.
When you came back in September, was that the plan to release Rebounder come December? Or were you just kind of waiting things out to see if things change at all?
I was kind of just waiting to see how things go. I was excited to get this band playing weekly. And I think it was kind of around October that I made the decision of, hey, I just want to put this thing out. Because I kept wanting to put it on vinyl.
Yeah.
That's been the dream in the back of my mind. But at this point, I was just like, well, I can do that later. But let's just get it out on streaming, and I got CDs too, so.
Sure. Hey, man, vinyl's hard to put, it's hard to put stuff out on vinyl now. I mean, full disclosure, this is a pre-recorded chat that you and I are having on Steel City Music, but since when Adele's album came out, or just before that, you couldn't actually get anything on vinyl. I guess she used all the vinyl in the world?
What? I hadn't heard this.
You haven't heard that one? Oh, yeah. Apparently, their vinyl supply. People were trying to get vinyl everywhere. Vinyl suppliers were saying, no, Adele's album's coming out, and those people just bought everything up. And I was just like, it's that bad, you know? Hey, man, it's got to be true if Alan Cross says it.
Alan, man, if he said it. Well, it's Adele, too, so
yeah.
That's cool. You know, we can all just wait a month or something, yeah.
It's not like we've been waiting a while anyway to do anything. I mean, one more month's not going to hurt, or two more months.
Maybe, people are getting a bit more patient. That's one benefit of the whole thing. But I did put out that 10-inch vinyl last year, actually about this time. Yeah. Bruja, the East Hamilton EP.
How many tracks was on Bruja?
There was 4 tracks on there.
Mm-hmm. And, what were the tracks on Bruja again?
Well, there's a few from from this album. Well, it was Bruja, of course.
Yeah.
And TV Snow. And let me see. Checkpoint Charlie. So let me see. So 2 of those haven't come out yet on streaming. So
right.
Those will be out also on December 3rd.
So, okay, so what you're going to release on the Rebounder, which has 12 tracks and all. Why did you choose those songs to release before Rebounder? Why are those specific songs? Any reasoning?
Mainly because they're rockers for this 10-inch. Kind of just decided I want to put out a nice rocking album. But of course, Rebounder, as I think you've heard, it's got a lot more ebbs and flows to it. If I'm gonna strike out, strike out.
Dollars and bills. Checkpoint Charlie, if they stop me, I'm a good old boy, she will dig my story. And I'll keep feeling like nothing matters. Something back there
to tell you what I liked about listening to Rebounder is that I'm a bit of a an old soul in regards to certain styles of music, and I have a tendency when I listen to someone's music, I go, oh well, that reminds me of this song and that song from this artist. So for the last two hours of listening stuff, I've been bouncing back and forth because of Rebounder. You know, I'm hearing, like, when I was listening to Bruja in Checkpoint Charlie, the single, that gave me that Replacements vibe, right? So then I start falling down that, listening to the Replacements and then listening to Rebounder. And then from there, I was going on to even to bands like Sucker Punch and, any sort of like roots rock kind of thing, right? Like, and everything, even like a little bit of Bob Mould stuff to Husker Du. Like, you know, when you start finding that little guitar sound, that guitar lick, that vocal take on something that reminds you of something else, you really start to enjoy an album a little bit more. But then you start getting into listen to the lyric portion, and when you get into Rebounder and you start listening to the lyrics, there's that whole country song style of lament that's going on in certain tracks.
Cool. Yeah, man, that makes me think, like, when I did some of the tracks with Siegfried Meyer. He's got a studio up in Goderich, and he does some face-to-face stuff, and Kitty, he's done most of their stuff. And I just remember having a conversation with him, which was kind of like, yeah, we've been doing this long enough, we're good at it, and we can almost sound like our heroes, which is a really cool thing. So some of these tracks, for sure, was stuff that I would have loved to have made when I was, you know, in my early 20s or something. But it's just, it takes long enough to get that good at it, you know?
Right. Well, and things take time to gestate, right?
And to sound like our heroes.
Yeah. I mean, you want to, sometimes it's nice to wear to wear the influences on the sleeve a little bit, just to let everyone know that you come from a common ground, like the same way of listening to music or exposure that way.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So having said that, and given the fact of all the timelines of what's happened to yourself and putting the music out and everything, come December 3rd, the album comes out. Sure, you're going to play some more, things are opening up, and there'll be a little bit of touring. When do you think you have enough songs in your back pocket to go, okay, I want to do a new album, and will it be the similar style to Rebounder, or will there be a new direction, whether it be more of a rock or more of a country-esque kind of thing, like wherever your influences take you?
Yeah, well, I think I've already got it. I've already got all the songs, so it would be really nice to get it done quickly. And we're already playing some of the songs. And man, I love my band here, so I'm playing with Greg Briscoe, who's with us on keyboards now.
Right.
CJ Altman on pedal steel, mm-hmm. Robin Peterson, Andrew Marshall. So, and especially with CJ Altman's pedal steel stuff in there, I think, like, I definitely want to make the next record with these guys.
Yeah.
Live off the floor is always the way to go. And so I think we'll definitely have more of Americana sound in there, a little more country. Yeah.
So that's the vibe that you're getting off of the new stuff that you wrote and playing with these guys.
Yeah, and I shouldn't even say country because it's not country, but you know, it's that alt kind of, well, you get the pedal steel in there and it just,
I think you're right when you say Americana, because, you know, I've spun your stuff before, and even when I was doing the Americana cool stuff on the show,
mm-hmm.
I would slide your tracks in there and with my buddy Heather Valley. But when yeah. I say country, it's just like, to me, it's just like once you get the pedal steel in there. See, I'm a little bit older, and when younger generations go on about Americana, they discover it through indie rock, right?
Yeah,
but to me, I've heard that stuff before, and it's more country, a laid-back sound, that kind of vibe. So that's why I use that. But I guess I don't ever want to pigeonhole you into just being, well, he's just Americana, because I hear all these other stuff, right? And it's just like, it almost like if I keep saying you're this style, you're not allowed to explore another style of music.
Right. The umbrella is probably indie rock. I'd probably go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And of course, like, yeah, when we say country, it's like, well, if we took this stuff to Nashville for a second, they'd kick us out on our asses, you know?
Well, that's so, what I was going to ask you, is that, you know, when you do play your stuff back down that way, it's like, how are people receiving the music?
Well, in Austin, Austin's awesome. So they dig it. And people tell me I've got whatever Canadian sound is, they hear something different in like what I'm doing just from being up here.
Right.
Yeah. So I like to call that Canadiana, whatever that is.
Hey man, maybe you're the one who coined it, you know,
and of course, or the Tragically Hip, you know? Yeah. All that stuff seeps in.
All of it seeps in and influences as well. Chatting with Bryce Clifford right now, new album coming out, Rebounder. Launch date is December 3rd at the Clifford Brewing on James Street North. What's the address there?
Oh, it's Barton and Nash.
Oh, it's Barton and Nash. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. My bad. That's the other end of Hamilton. For some reason, I had you playing on James
yeah,
Street
no problem.
In my brain.
Uh-huh.
Barton and Nash, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's cool. Well, we're gonna
tell your people that. Yeah, yeah. We got a venue on the east side going now. So.
Well, you're not that far from me when I think about it. You're like a one yeah. bus tripper for me to come down and check everything out, which I will be heading down there on December 3rd. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us. And how does everyone find out about to get a hold of your music, buy the album, all the other stuff?
Easiest thing would be to Google Bryce Clifford. So that's B-R-Y-C-E. On the Instagrams, it's Bryce Clifford Music. And yeah, you should find it all there, man. Hey everybody, this is Bryce Clifford. Got an album release party going on at Clifford Brewing on December 3rd, 8 p.m. Please come on out. Cheers.
The hurt and the worry are coming in low, and you just know gonna crash and burn. Where's the harmony or a promise upon which I can rely? A piece of a piece. Where's a woman who'll stay by my side, not be led astray? You met somebody new and you got excited the way broken hearts do. Ain't it blue? How you gonna train your heart not to run away with you? so you can't feel the rush. All you got is an attitude. All the lust, none of the trust. Damage me with a tough guy look. hover there like a ghost at the back of my throat. Above my lungs, exactly where I get choked. You're the best secondhand smoke, dirty mouth I ever got to kiss. pick and pick country guitar intro lick. Better grab a dance partner quick. Sometimes before we know it, we're on the outside looking in without a place to sit. Hanging on so long. Somebody else is coming along. Somebody else is getting done wrong. His number's coming up just like dumb love. How long did you know you were gonna hurt me? And did you think I might agree that it wasn't working out? Or were you afraid I might create a doubt? Did you say it would all come out in the wash? You think I'd be a callous guy and shrug it off? Do you think my limit was in short supply and I'd given it what I gave it? You're a fool, 'cause I was saving it. How does flesh and blood become love? How does flesh and blood become love? It's magic, most tragic. Oh, they will insult me with dopamine explanations. Their choice nonfiction against the human conditions. Well, how could you play both sides? How does flesh and blood become love? How does flesh and blood become love? How does love become pain? How did we become strange? of history. Find no problem, just do me one kindness as you leave, and be straight with me. Consider this a die. Oh, never know we're drinking and dancing in the kitchen. You look so good in a black Stetson. We heard a local cover band trying Van Morrison. Your smile under backdrop of a thousand faceless bodies. Your smile is so your name, it's powerful. They will look most beautiful right before they leave you.
Listening to C101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Yeah.
Nice. Replacements, Bastards of the Young, Steel City Music is the show. Your host, Gunner, here. In this hour, music in a similar genre or vein. Can I make that statement? Or is it just music that sort of all connects together in my brain? One could argue that that might be the case.